This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just gone through a similar situation to what Yankee fans are going to deal with who are going to tonight's game. It's a little bit different because the Yankees have won so many world championships, but it's been a long time now for Yankees standards and 15 years since 2009. But, you know, when you buy a ticket to one of these games, these home games, before the series starts, you're not thinking that you're going to see a potential elimination game. And these tickets are completely and were completely outrageously priced on the secondary market. And there's a lot of people that bought those tickets. And you know, I know for a fact that, you know, some of these tickets were going for $5,000 more than face value because I had a buddy who put up his $800 tickets to Game 5 and he sold them for $5,800 a piece. So he's hoping for that Game 5. But I just, you got to, and I know it's a decision. I got to understand all things are on the table, but I do feel bad for the people, the Yankees fans that bought those tickets at those prices who are now going to show up to a wake tonight.
You know what I feel bad about? You know, it's the political season, presidential election, and all the other elections next week. And we're just totally bombarded by all the political ads, just over and over and over again. This guy sucks. This woman sucks. Get rid of this person. This person wants to do this to you. That person wants to do that to you. It's over and over and over again. And when you do have a sports team in a specific city, like the Yankees, and they can bring so much joy to this city, you know, like the Giants did when they won their Super Bowls. It was incredible. Just the, like, just coming to work, and here, obviously, because we are the home of the Giants. But the fact of the matter is that that's the positivity aspect of it. You and I felt it here through August, September, and October with the Mets.
Yeah, well, with both teams throughout the playoffs, too.
But I'm saying, like, the Mets gave us something like we never expected.
And the games were crazy and insane.
And it's kind of like the Giants in 2007,
right?
Because the Mets flamed out in 2007.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be the team that was going to go win a World Series and a championship. And then all of a sudden, the Mets came out. I mean, the Giants came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I would also say, like, we felt this with the Knicks last year. We felt it with the Mets this year. And I love it when these teams win because now all of a sudden everybody has got a pep in their step. Everybody's in a great mood. But today we come to work. Everybody's dour. Even the non-Yankee fan, with the exception of Eddie. You know, they want the sales department wants these games to go on. They want to be able to sell more. They want to be able to, we want to be able to talk about it more from a positive perspective as opposed to a negative perspective.
Yes.
Because we're getting hit over the head with that idiot stick, the political idiot stick right now.
For sure. And we had a lot of distractions, but everything is over now. The Jets season is over. The Giants season is over. The Mets were eliminated by the Dodgers and the Yankees are done. So it's over now. So basically what it is,
I got hockey.
Yeah, you turn the page to the winter sports and that's that. But it was great. We had been dead here for a long time. Think about last year, neither the Mets or the Yankees made the playoffs last year. You had both these football teams dead as well, so we're just used to that. So yes, we've been given a lot, but this World Series, this is what everybody who wasn't a Mets fan or a Guardians fan, you know, wanted, which was the Yankees and the Dodgers and the both coasts and the big markets. And this is as big for baseball as humanly possible.
And the stars.
Ohtani and Judge and Betts and Soto and on and on and on. And the Yankees have come out here and delivered you ugats. Nothing. It's been a nothing series. Game one was interesting. After that, they've been dead. And this has been a total flop.
I would say game one was amazing.
This is Godfather 3, what's going on right now.
Game 1 was amazing. The last two games, not so much. The last two games, you could feel it, and I would imagine that if you were at the stadium last night and Freddie Freeman goes yard in the first inning, you're like, oh my, it probably, I got to believe it just deflated everything.
Oh, of course. But I mean, at that moment, I still really believe. I just thought the Yankees were going to hit last night. I mean, silly me thought that the Yankees would actually hit last night. You know, and maybe they do today in the bullpen game. It's too little too late. But yeah, I mean, it's an unbelievably flat World Series. If you're a Dodgers fan, you love it. For everybody else that was tuning into this thing and thinking, man, we got the heavyweight fight. It's not a heavyweight fight. It's not one bit. This is complete beatdown now.
All I know is you just can't give up, and you got to do what the Mets did. You can't let them celebrate on your field.
Well, it's a little bit different because they got two games they got to win as opposed
whatever.
To one.
You just take it, like I say. Just win today, man. Just you win your next at bat. Make the right play in the field. Throw the right pitch. Don't walk the, you know, if Luis Gil goes out there and throws like three innings and has three walks and he's all amped up. I mean, come on. I mean, like, I don't want to see that.
I think they're getting swept. I think it's over. I think it's done. I think it's like a fighter when they see the guy that's just sort of stumbling a little bit and they got him up against the ropes and it's just like bang, bang, bang. I think they're done.
It's not over yet.
I know it's not over yet. I just, my opinion of this is that they're, you know, and the Yankees are favored again tonight.
Don't give in, man. You can't give in. I know that it sounds cliche-ish. It sounds obvious and it's easy to say we're done. It's over with. I pray to God that the captain of the Yankees does not feel that way. You're the captain of the Yankees, man. You can't feel that way.
It really is amazing that after the postseason that Aaron Judge has had, he's still the person who is most favored to hit a home run tonight. Like, I wouldn't bet on that. I wouldn't get anywhere near that bet. There's some other ones in here that are interesting, though, like to hit a home run tonight. That is some big numbers. Because, I mean, they might as well, at this point, you might as well, like, put a wager on the game or something, just something small to keep you interested because it's just, it's over. It's done.
No, I'm interested. World Series I'll be watching.
Yeah, I'll be watching, too, but I'm saying I'm bored by it, so I'm because they're done. The Yankees are done. The series is over. It's 3-0. It's never happened before. They're going to lose in 4 or 5. And, yeah, so it's just like maybe like Max Muncy to hit a home run plus 900.
You know, it takes a backbone. Got to have a backbone. That's all I can tell you. It's not over yet. Just have a backbone.
What do you mean it's not over yet?
Not over. I mean, did they crown them the champions? Do they have the World Series trophy in their hands yet?
I mean, it's over, man. No, it's
not over yet.
Well, they have to just, like, semantics, you
it's
know?
Not over yet.
I mean, just go.
I know the reason I say that, because I've been down this path with the Rangers a number of times, where you think it's over and the team looks lost, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, they catch fire. Now, I'm not predicting that. I'm just saying you can't go in. I know you can because, you know, you're a radio talk show host and this is what you do. You do that for a living. But I'm just saying from the athlete perspective, like you can't ever let that enter into your mind that it's over. You got to go in thinking that you can win. You got to believe it because if you don't believe it, then it's never going to happen.
You're saying you got to believe? Is that what you're going?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess you could say that. Yes.
Okay. Let's go to Justin in Asbury Park. What's going on, Justin?
Boomers, yeah, good morning. What's happening?
Hey, Justin, what's happening, brother?
Hey, I got a message from New York. It's okay. Don't worry about your sports teams. At least you live in a city that's affordable, it's safe, it's known to be clean and friendly, it's easy to get around, and most of all, you can trust the people in charge. We don't need the joy of winning. We have wives and a mortgage. We don't need an escape. We have kids and zero loans on. Sometimes we play golf and nearly kill ourselves. We don't need positivity. We have an election.
Yeah, you
very
know
well
what?
Put, Justin.
Justin,
yeah.
You're right, man.
You
I mean,
capture the spirit of the community.
Everything's okay, you know. And the Yankees are out, the Mets are out. You just go back to your life here in New York.
You know, it was funny. I left here yesterday. I was walking down the street, right, and I had these four English people come up to me. Very, very lovely, nice two couples.
And they knew who you were?
No, they didn't know who I was. They were asking me where something was.
Okay,
and. I felt like, you know, I was going to offer my services for $100 an hour to take them around New York City to show them, right? Mm. And the one girl is, you know, she's got the real heavy, thick English accent, and she wanted to know where the Ghostbusters fire department was.
Okay.
You know, and it's on...
Right over there, yeah.
Yeah, it's on Barrack and Northmore. And I'm like, well, you got to go up two blocks. You got to make a left, and it's right down there. Oh, and she's like, I can't believe it's so close. And I'm like, are we in? She says to me, she goes, are we in Manhattan? I said, yes. I said, you're in Manhattan. We're down here in Tribeca. She goes, it's a very nice area. I said, it's mainly residential. And she goes, is it safe? Is it clean? I said, and as I said, it was safe. I said, yeah, it's relatively safe down here and clean. There was a dog poop right there on the sidewalk. And she goes, but they don't pick up after their doggies or whatever the hell she said. I said, well, most people do. Some people don't. I mean, that's what you deal with when you got like 8 million people around here.
Yeah, this is crazy. I don't know. Did you see this? The headline this morning in the Post? 4 English tourists killed by Venezuelan gang members. You see that?
No. Don't do that to me. Not do that to me. No.
I almost had you. I almost had you.
Almost.
I couldn't keep my. I couldn't keep
the way, he said it, man, I was like, man, don't say that.
Look at me like, is he effing with me or not? All right. Let's get a couple more in here. Mike in Massapequa. What's going on, Mike?
How you doing, guys?
All right, Mikey. What's happening, brother?
Hey, boom. I'm trying to get in a quick point to you guys, right? This is what my take on this whole World Series is, bro. I feel like every game is game 7. I feel like game 1, the management was just horrendous, right? If you win game 1, okay, now you do not have to pitch Rodon game 2. You have options. Now he's not pitching in L.A. Now he could be pitching back in New York. There was just a tremendous amount of moves that could have been made. Now, the bats obviously are not there. Boom, the one thing I do disagree with you with is the pitching, right? Our relief has been, you know, unbelievable, middle relief to the end. He had made a lot of mistakes, Booney, okay? I think that call was outstanding game 1. You know, we didn't give up a lot of runs. I mean, we really didn't. The bats just aren't there. But if you win game 1, it changes the entire series.
Mike, if you go back to the 2000 World Series, if, you know, Timo Perez didn't watch Todd Zeal's ball bounce off the top of the wall and kept running, and the Mets won game 1, then that would have changed everything.
Yeah, it's your starting pitching and Freddie Freeman that are killing you.
You can go on and on. They lost. Now they're going to get swept. Right. And by the way, I got news for you. If they would have won game 1, they still wouldn't have won the series because they're not good enough to beat the Dodgers. It's clear as day. So even when they played essentially the perfect game, their manager blew it for them, and they couldn't close them out.
Hey, Rodon and Schmidt really didn't do you any favors. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, neither one.
And your middle relief, yeah, the relief pitching has actually been really good, with the exception of that one pitch by Nestor Cortez when he was brought in game 1 after not pitching for 6 weeks.